6 minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour, June 23rd, 2022. Lots of things happening. We'll get to it in just a second after we tell you about our 15% off site-wide sale at the Power Mall, which excludes dropship products. And it runs all the way to the end of the month, so you got a little bit of time left to go get all those goodies that you've been putting off getting. And we've got some new seeds, that's right, from White Harvest coming online there. And these are GMO seed, non-GMO seeds that are what we call heirloom. And this is the one that Marjorie Wildcraft was promoting on the show. We've got extra savings on closeout items, and you won't need to put in a code because the discount's already applied, and it'll happen when you check out. For those of you who don't have the means to listen by internet to the Power Hour, communicate to your friends. The phone number to listen to the Power Hour, that's 631-359-8232. We appreciate your donations as well to keep us on the air, because when you shop at the Power Mall, buy us a cup of coffee or become a team member, that's what works for us and keeps us going. And we appreciate that. ThePowerHour.com. So many different ways to donate. We appreciate you doing that and following us on TruthSocial.com at the Power Hour, at Power Hour Host. Lots happening today in the news. As a matter of fact, just minutes ago, the Supreme Court invalidated a New York law that requires state residents to have proper cause to carry a handgun, a decision that could make it easier for millions of Americans to arm themselves in public as the nation is reeling from a string of mass shootings. Associate Justice Clarence Thomas wrote the opinion for the 6-3 majority. You can imagine who the three were that voted against it, all the liberals. So, you know, that's the thing. Now they're sitting there, you know, still beating around the bush, being bullied by protesters in fear of ruling against Roe v. Wade and overturning that as well. We're going to talk a little bit about the psychology of totalitarianism in our next hour, because Matthias Desmond, who authored that book that just got put out this month, The Psychology of Totalitarianism, we're going to be talking about all the perspectives on the pandemic and everything else that's going on right now. Even Robert F. Kennedy Jr. had good things to say about this guy in this book, and we're going to be getting into some deep dive detail on that. So besides what happened with the Supreme Court striking down that New York law on carrying concealed weapons, we got a whole batch of rhinos out there in the Senate that need to be voted out of office, because these people do not like the Second Amendment. They're siding with Democrats. I would suspect these rhinos, that means Republican in name only. If you don't know that, you do now. Republican in name only. These are GOP senators that are commie pigs in my book. And that includes John Cornyn of Texas, who I thought, at being a judge on the Supreme Court of the state of Texas, would know better as to what the Second Amendment of the United States is for. And it says, and I got my hat sitting right here, shall not be infringed. I think this moron and the rest of those, like Mitch McConnell, that old fart from Kentucky that needs to go away. So when these people come up, and, you know, Richard Burr, North Carolina, of course, he sided with them all too, even though he's not running again. The problem is if any of these are running again, Cornyn from Texas, McConnell from Kentucky, Tillis from North Carolina, Collins from Maine, well, you know she would because she sides with the Democrats on damn near everything. Lindsey Graham, your little turncoat, from South Carolina. Cassidy from Louisiana. Roy Blunt from Missouri. You should be ashamed of yourself, Roy. Romney from Utah. Well, we should have expected that. Portman from Ohio. Capito from West Virginia. Joni Ernst, what is wrong with you? Why are you thinking like this? Lisa Murkowski, she's a Democrat from the word go, even though she calls herself a Republican, and Young from Indiana. You need to vote all these people out when it's their turn. They need to get out. You know the sad thing about all this? They all get a pension when you kick them out. Sad but true. And you remember January 6th? Gasoline was $1.93 a gallon. Yeah. There was zero inflation. Supply chain was functioning well. Economy was the strongest in 50 years. The border was controlled and secure. The Taliban wasn't armed with U.S. artillery. There are plenty of workers to fulfill labor needs. The stock market was at record highs. 401ks had record high values. And interest rates were at record lows. That was on January 6th. You remember that? When they said we had an insurrection? You see, all this changed on January 20th. When Lame-O Joe who's kissing the commie ass, took office. This is what he did. He changed everything, and everything I just read on that list went to hell in a handbasket. Are you pissed enough yet? Phone number is 844-769-2944. The phone lines are open this hour. Because next hour, you're going to want to have your ear glued to the radio. So you think that we've got it bad yet? We have a retired general out there, Dr. Paul Vallely. And he is warning people, stand up against a potential communist takeover of the country, or we all end up in a bloody civil war. Now, we're talking about the woke military. There have been many adverse reactions within the force since the rollout of the vaccines, singling out the risk of blood clots and heart problems with the jabs. They're really trying to kill off our military. Why? So the commies can come in and take us. Where is Roy Cohn when you need him? Somebody go dig him up from the grave, really? We need somebody like him to come in and take over and start pointing fingers at these rhinos and accusing them of being communist sympathizers. You remember what happened during the McCarthy era, don't you? So history repeats itself, folks. We had communism try to infiltrate this country once already, and if it wasn't for the totally paranoid out there sounding the alarm, it would probably get worse. Now, do we know that there were several people like Lucille Ball and people like that that were swept up in all of that? Yeah, history has shown us they made a lot of mistakes. What do you think these red flag laws are? They're trying to take away your weapon. And all somebody has to do is call up and make an anonymous tip. They think you're a nut job and everybody's going to swoop down and take your guns. States will come in, the 16 states that have red flag laws. These things are unconstitutional, folks. You don't even need to go to court and prove the guy's a nut job. All you got to do is say, hey, this guy out here, he's got guns. He's a nut job, and we think he might hurt himself and other people, and they'll be right out there at his doorstep, kicking his door and taking his weapons. See, these are very dangerous, unconstitutional laws, folks. The National Rifle Association, of course, has responded to the Senate's gun control package by saying it falls short on every level. I mean, Hannity, Carlson, everybody on Fox News last night was going pro-gun crazy, talking about whether or not these things are constitutional or not. Most of them said, no, they're not. And they even had Ted Cruz on there, said he had his own version of the bill. Come on, Ted, really? What part of the Second Amendment don't you get? Do we need to re-educate you on the Second Amendment? You got a lot of people out there, every time they come out and they want to ban weapons, what happens? Gun sales go up. If you've got your own little spin on this and you want to come forward and talk about it, phone lines are open. 844-769-2944. I got a text this morning from a Delta flight attendant. They're trying to get connected with Josh Yoder at usfreedomflyers.org. They want the flight attendant because they're already pointing fingers at the unions and Delta Airlines that use coercive tactics to get a lot of their airline flight attendants vaccinated. And a woman who is a flight attendant for Delta that refused the jab, refused to wear a mask, got fired. I'm trying to get her on the show. There's a lot of stuff going on that we don't know about. You know, the pilots, you notice these thousands of airline flights being canceled? Huh. That's a problem. See, because if the pilots were really smart, the whole industry would just walk. Every pilot in America would just say, you know what? We're going to have a walkout. We're going to stage a walkout. Yes, I know. It would cripple the federal government because they have contracts with the feds. And the federal government could literally come out against them and go, hey, you breached your contract. We're going to sue you. So what? What are you going to do? Put us out of business? Who's going to fly the planes, moron? You know, you need to try to educate some of these people like Merrick Garland, who heads up the DOJ, another moron, liberal, commie. I mean, these people obviously don't care about our Constitution. All you have to do is look around you, see high crime, see all this garbage going on, and they support it. All the laws that they're supposed to enforce that are on the books right now, are they doing it? Hell no. The World Health Organization is finally pulling their heads out of their keisters and they've reportedly admitted, and this is Director Tedros, another commie, to a senior European politician, the virus that causes COVID-19 most likely came out of a Wuhan lab. Oh, these people are just now figuring this out? And, of course, the Daily Mail is saying Tedros made that admission citing a catastrophic lab accident. Bullpucky. Don't think so. And you want to know how bad things are getting in China with the lockdowns and everything? The UN recently released data showing the number of Chinese nationals seeking political asylum abroad spiked 10 times the number from 2012 when Xi Jinping took office as general secretary of the Commie Chinese Party. This is Radio Free Asia reporting this. This week, 12,000 Chinese nationals sought asylum overseas in that year. The number has steadily risen to nearly 120,000 by last year. If you think that our economy is in dire straits, the socialist Sri Lanka, their prime minister has just declared in remarks to the nation's parliament yesterday, its economy has completely collapsed. This is a country embroiled in socialism, facing the worst economic crisis in modern history. And people, according to the pictures, which are worth a thousand words, are protesting to no end. Acute shortages of food, medicine, gasoline, natural gas, other core goods, which have been missing since March. Things are going to hell in a handbasket in Sri Lanka. Of course, there are socialist mismanagement of the economy with this Green New Deal over there, banning chemical fertilizers, making the country reliant on food imports. And what happens? All they got to do is cut off their food supply. Now you got an implosion. They're going to do the same thing here if we don't stand up and get off our butts and do something and start screaming at our politicians, especially these rhino senators that I just mentioned. Somebody needs to be making some phone calls. And even though Richard Burr is not running again in North Carolina, Tom Tillis may be, that man needs to go away. Somebody needs to vote him out of office. End of story. They need to start screaming bloody murder and slamming this guy in the paper as being a commie pig, because that's what they all are. If they're going to try to defeat the Second Amendment, these people don't need to be serving in Congress because they don't care about the Constitution. They want to kiss the Democrats' asses so they can be in their good favor. They're all siding with Biden. That I agree on as far as what Tucker Carlson said last night. They're all sympathizers for the Communist Party because Biden, China owns them. I think we all know that. And Biden, in the meantime, is sitting there saying, hey, we need more money to plan for the second pandemic. What does he know? We don't know. What kind of pandemic are we going to have, Joe? Because it sure as hell isn't going to be monkeypox. I mean, who's going to have sex through their clothes 6 feet apart? How's that going to work? If you buy into that, folks, I'm really sorry. And all your neighbors who are buying into it, I'm really more sorry for them because they're stupid. These people need to awaken and get a life. They need to stand up to what's going on here because this gun control bill is just going to make things worse. And understand, how far does that gun control actually reach? Because see, what they're doing is they want billions of dollars to give the states to enforce red flag laws. Well, there are some states out here that are smart that have figured out already where this red flag law abuse is going to go. 14 Republicans joined all 50 members of the Democratic caucus in a 64-34 procedural vote. This bill would be the most sweeping gun safety package approved by Congress in decades, closing the boyfriend loophole, funding for red flag laws, intensifying background checks, and of course now school security with mental health programs. Gee, you think they could have done that in the past? No, of course not. And they want to change the law to make it illegal for 18-year-olds. Nope, got to be 21 to buy a gun. This is what they're trying to do now. Oh, 18-year-olds can go serve in the military, but they can't own a weapon here in the States? See, there's something wrong. It's totally incongruent with the Constitution and what's going on today. People must be waking up as far as voting for the person, not the party, because Trump-backed candidates are losing their shirts in the Georgia primaries. Five of the six Georgia Republican primary candidates endorsed by Trump have lost election contests this year. So what do you think that means? Ever since Trump came out and said, I got the booster. It's freaking goofy. I'm telling you. People are waking up and they're going, man, maybe this wasn't such a smart thing. the jab killed 3.36 million, or at least COVID did in accompanying the jabs. 3.36 million people are dead because of COVID. We're talking about the U.S. here. Apparently, that's not enough because they want to reduce the population from 333 million down to 65 million by 2025. And how are they going to do that? More pandemics and more jabs. This time, they're going to make the jabs more lethal. They want to vaccinate your kids. They want to give them antifreeze laced with snake venom, peptides, of course. And they want to make your kids sterile so they can't reproduce and you have no grandkids. This is what their ultimate goal is. These people do not deserve to be serving in government. As soon as we see the change in November, provided they don't declare a pandemic, because Dr. Artis seemed to indicate on her show on Tuesday, which replayed yesterday, something awful was going to happen this fall. Could it be they're going to try to steal the election again with another pandemic and attempt to lock everybody down? Could it be that the states are going to have to now rise up? Are we going to have to call our state legislators and say, don't you dare lock us down again, or we're coming for you? This is where the general is warning we're going to be in another bloody civil war. Now, you see, you got civil unrest, and then you got civil war. Civil war would be us fighting against each other. Well, what do you think civil unrest is? It's the same thing. Well, it's a revolution. Is it any different from a civil war? Well, a revolution is when everybody, including Democrats and independents, grab their guns and march on Washington and go take out our government. That would be a revolution. Of course, we're not going to see that yet because there's too many wussies out there that are afraid to rise up and do the right thing. But see, it's all got to start with the states. The states are the ones that have to actually do what's right and put their foot down and say, you know what, Biden, this ain't happening. We're not going along with this. And if you want to come down here, that's when you're going to see a civil war, because you're going to see government-backed federales or UN troops, which are going to be predominantly Chinese or powder blue helmets and people with slanted eyes coming in here. Now, I'm not racist. I'm telling you the way it is. China and Russia do not like us. China and Russia would like to blow us into the Stone Age, but rather they see if we do that, we can't have all of America's assets. So the way to do this is launch an EMP strike 270 miles overhead and put them in the dark ages. So at least when 9 out of 10 people are dead because they've killed each other with civil unrest and civil war, because that's when you're fighting each other and fighting the government, then we can just walk in when the population has been drastically reduced down to 33 million, and they'll be a lot easier to take over. You see, this is a sad thing, because then there will only be pockets of resistance out there. If Congress hasn't realized, and there's only, like I said, a handful of them that understand exactly what's going on, if we, the people, don't rise up and stop this nonsense and stop this gun control, then there's only going to be a handful of us left over to fight our battles to try to save what's left of our republic. Because all the mainstream media, including Fox News, keep using the D word, democracy. They're all following Nancy Pelosi, Michael Jackson wannabe with a bad makeup day. They're all following Pelosi's lead, using the word democracy. I swear to God, her dentures are going to fall out one of these days. She won't even be able to say the word. And by the way, down in Georgia, guess what? B. Nguyen says she's going to create a government agency to address rampant disinformation caused by Republicans. She's going to be in the November runoff against Brad Raffensperger, this for Secretary of State. How do you think that's going to work out? Maybe she's going to B. Nguyen, that's N-G-U-Y-E-N, that's Vietnamese, folks. State rep, she is. Yeah, she's going to create a government agency to address rampant disinformation. That is, if she gets elected. Wow, Georgia's really a hot seat down there now. Georgia Republicans lost 2 U.S. Senate seats in the runoff elections, turning control of Congress over to the Democrats. That's right. That's in 2020. You see, now they got to backpedal and try and fix this. Governor Ron DeSantis is expected to sign legislation to grant places of worship the right to keep the doors open during states of emergency, and that includes pandemics. That means they can't go out and arrest ministers for wanting to hold church services, claiming, oh, it's a super spreader event. So who let Fauci out of his cage again? See, this is what we expect. Supreme Court has also agreed to hear an appeal from a Romanian-American businessman who was fined $50,000 for failing to file tax forms on time, but whose penalty ballooned to $2.72 million when an appeals court ruled the fine should be imposed based on the number of bank accounts he held instead of the number of forms he failed to file. So the U.S. Supreme Court is going to hear that case to determine whether or not these massive IRS fines are wrong. President Trump, in the meantime, is suggesting if you want to find out who leaked the Roe v. Wade initial opinion, the draft, go to the reporter and find the source. See, you're doxing these judges. What happens when one of these Supreme Court judges gets assassinated? What happens when that happens? What's our government going to do then when one of these justices gets taken out by protesters who are just going to go totally vile and turn into behemoths and protest at their homes? What happens when they try to firebomb their home? I mean, hell, they got away with it in Minneapolis when they burned down police precincts. What's to stop them from going, getting past all the guards standing out in front of the Supreme Court justices and throwing Molotov cocktails at them? What's to stop them from doing that? What happens when they take out a Supreme Court judge? What's the country going to do then? Finally consent to the fact that we've got a bunch of nincompoops running around there that are misguided, that are just literally catering to the whims and dictates of the Democratic Party? Hey, Chucky Schumer should be held liable for that. They should arrest him. He's the one who gave him the idea in the first place, right? We're going to be back with more news and your phone calls talking about how this economy sucks terribly, how bad it's going to get after we take the short break. Dave Krieger with you in the Power Hour. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. When talking of great immune support, a line of products comes to my mind. That's North American Urban Spice. We carry the Respital Calf, Sinew Orega, Oreganol Juice, Pure Lisi, Chaga Max, Collagen Power Plus, Orega Rest, Super Strength Oregano Oil, Black Seed, and many more. Support small businesses when you buy from the good guys. Go to thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with olive oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that olive oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease. It's just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, Thursday, June 23rd, 2022. Dave Krieger with you here on the Power Hour. And, of course, you know, we're going to be joined by Matthias Desmet at the top of the hour talking about the psychology of totalitarianism. That's his new book. So if it wasn't staring at you in the face enough, we're going to be talking about that in our next hour. And, of course, now in the previous segment, when we were talking about going after these candidates, I'm not talking about trying to take them out or start, you know, a fight in their backyard or go punch them in the face. I'm not talking about assaulting or any other mean thing. I'm talking about raising a stink and bringing it to the public awareness about what these morons are doing, including those two senators in North Carolina. You know, as conservative as they are, I have a really hard time believing Tillis and Burr could support this. Chad in North Carolina, what do you say?
Well, I know that the rumors I've heard is that Burr has been atrocious, hardly engages in conversation with people, and he's about to be on his way out anyway. So, like a lot of politicians, they throw enough wrenches in the works on their way out the door to make everybody happy. Tillis, I think he's still early in his term, and I believe the reason he was reelected is because there simply was no better candidate available. He was the one the objection was made here that he had criticized funding a border wall. A quote was played on the radio here about that time of him saying that we didn't need a border wall, blah blah blah. A lot of public fury, backlash happened, and he changed his mind. But you see how things are going now with that material sitting down there at the border that we blew money on. But But I got a quick quiz for you. I got this nifty little book here, and it's got some prophetic quotes in it. And I'm going to read the quote and see if you can guess who said it.
All right. Well, I'm sure that, you know, we could at least enlighten some of the people. Okay.
Yeah, well, the terminology might give you a clue. The quote goes, "The consolidation of the states into one vast union, sure to be increasingly despotic at home and dangerously adventurous abroad, will lead to certain ruin."
Robert E. Lee.
Man, if there was a prize, you would have won $1 million. You got it. That was Robert E. Lee.
Well, see, you have to understand exactly where I think he was coming from, and because even Lou Rockwell said that General Lee was right in one of his articles back in 2017. You know, because sometimes, you know, when you put an amalgamation of states under a central government, this is exactly what the folks that were trying to stop this from happening. This is why we had secessions of states. That's why we had a civil war. This is one of the reasons why they were doing this.
Did you know, Dave, a lot of people don't even look at this. I got interested in reading about the Civil War. I'm no expert, but I got interested in reading about the Civil War when I saw all these Confederate monuments being knocked down.
Oh, yeah.
And I decided I decided to read Jefferson Davis's two-volume set, The Rise and Fall of the Confederate Government. And in the early parts of it, probably unbeknownst to most people, by 1808, the federal government had banned the importation of African slaves. It was already in effect. It had been passed in South Carolina, but they repealed it because they couldn't get the union or federal authorities to enforce it. It would have required their help to prevent the trafficking or importation of slaves from happening.
Gee, now look what we have going on today. Look how many importation of slaves we have this time for sex.
Right, and I just found out there's so much going on right now. I got hacked. I found out I got hacked this morning, so I lost quite a bit of money. And there's another little radio host some of your listeners probably know, Pastor Butch Paul. Of Called It Decision Ministries, and on Memorial Day, he announced that they had been hacked to some significant amount of money, and they were needing contributions to recoup to keep the show running. And this, for me, was a pretty large sum. Luckily, it didn't bankrupt me, but it was the third time in the last 2 months. So I'm wondering if something's going on, if people are being targeted. I was told that's not uncommon. Luckily, I have an understanding bank. You know, they'll probably reimburse me.
Well, but they should, because the bank's firewalls are supposed to be secure. And the thing is that I never like going on and buying stuff over websites if I don't have to.
Yeah, I guess that's one of my problems is I see a lot of causes. I might make online donations, and that probably opens me up to a lot of things that could.
Yeah, because see, they share that list of people, you know, because all of a sudden, you know, I donate to Lauren Boebert's campaign, for example, and all of a sudden, and then I donate to Larry Elder's campaign, and then all of a sudden I'm getting emails from all these other candidates from all over the country because they share all that donor information with all these other people in the Republican Party. So you know, I mean, they're really trying to get in your bank account. So it could have been any one of those that you donated to. I would think that would be more of a likelihood than I would just you, like, for example, going to the Power Mall. I think if you buy from the Power Mall, we have a secure server, and you can always call Power Hour J direct and order your stuff there. And so you don't have to if that scares you that much. But I'm glad that your bank is at least responsive to that because, you know, we haven't had any issues like that at the Power Mall. So that's a good thing.
Right. There is one more thing I was made aware of. In Northern Virginia, a family member told me that somewhere near a highway junction, I don't recall that where the two highways are going through, but I would say it's somewhere probably up in Northwest Virginia. I was alerted that the federal government is trying to buy up prime land to locate or relocate or house, I guess is a better word, 5,000 Afghan refugees.
Oh, my.
So I have to ask, was the failure of Biden really a failure, or was this the intended consequence?
I believe it was the intended consequence.
Exactly. And I'm seeing this kind of thing going on all the time. Got a notification
our government. Yeah, our government, Chad, our government is just like that movie, Hunt for Red October, where the former senator from Tennessee who was on there that was playing the commander of the ship that the CIA agent was on, played by Alec Baldwin, he basically said, you know, Russians don't take a dump for no reason. Well, it's the same way with our government. They don't take a dump without a reason. They already know what's going on. They've already got plans for what's going on. They already know that every time they ask for money, like for this pandemic, that money's going to go somewhere where it's going to not benefit us, but it's going to benefit the government so they can maintain control. That's what this whole thing is about.
Right. Absolutely. And that's what's got me worried. Incidentally, you mentioned for the AR-15s,
Yep.
I heard you a number of times say that the magazines can go up to 30 rounds. I've seen them for some are 40 and 60 round magazines.
Yeah, those are very, very difficult to come by. I've seen 40 rounders. I've not seen the 60s. I'd love to see the 60s because it's just, you know, less time that you have to worry about reloading because you can empty more of that. They're really good for cover fire too, but I'm just speaking from a military standpoint, having served. So the thing is I guess that makes me dangerous like everybody else too, because I'm sitting there going, come on, folks, you need to listen to this retired general. He served two combat tours in Vietnam. I served during that time, and he's sitting there telling everybody we better stand up and start, you know, talking some real turkey with our Congress people and senators, you know, because if we don't, and we don't start respecting the First Amendment religious rights, they're going to turn us into a commie state for sure. So we appreciate your call, Chad. Thank you so much for the input and the quiz, of course. That's always fun to reminisce in history. Sherry in Kansas, good morning. How are you?
Hi, Dave. Okay. Say, did you say the other day on your newscast that the guy that shot Ashley Babbitt at the Capitol on January 6, 2020, did not file a report?
Nobody investigated it. There was no investigation of what he did.
How does that happen?
How does it happen? It's called politics.
Well, maybe it's because, you know, because there's been some talk, you know, people saying that she didn't really die, and that
I've
blood
heard
passed
that
on her or something. I don't know, but that's the only thing I could see, that the reason he didn't file the report was because it really didn't happen, because how could he get away with not doing that if he's a real police officer?
Well, it makes me wonder, too, if she had blood packs on her, then the question I have to ask is, who's buried in Ashley Babbitt's grave?
Well, there's plenty of homeless people now, Dave.
Yeah, I know. You know, all those people missing that are unaccounted for that probably aren't going to be missed. Yeah, I get that. Somebody out there doesn't care, and that's why they have all these excess bodies floating around. And, I mean, you got all these immigrants crossing. Who's going to miss them if you take one of them out and put them in somebody else's grave? I get that. I mean, see, we have a big influx of stuff, and what Chad just said about trying to locate acreage to put 5,000 Afghan refugees on. I mean, come on. What are we catering to here as far as this government goes? Because they're using our tax dollars to do all this.
Oh, yeah, and the Ukrainians, too. Speaking of General Lee, there's a real interesting little book out there. I passed it on to someone now, but it's called Mrs. Lee's Rose Garden, and it's about how the government screwed the Lees out of Arlington. And a lot of President Washington and Martha Washington's memorabilia, because Martha Washington was her grandmother, Mrs. Lee's grandmother, and they adopted her and her brother when they died, when her dad died while they were still minors. So, and they had a lot of his memorabilia, but it's really interesting, and it's a short little book, but anyway.
Oh,
Mrs.
Okay.
Lee's Rose Garden.
There you go.
That's all I had. Thanks.
Thanks, Sherry. Appreciate your input this morning. Have yourself a wonderful day. Fed Chair Jerome Powell testified the central bank remains determined to keep hiking interest rates high enough to cool a red-hot inflation. You know what? He's saying a recession is certainly a possibility. But he's insisting the American economy is robust enough to withstand tighter financial conditions. Well, what's going to happen when you raise interest rates? Let's talk about that for a minute. you know, because now certain economists are coming out and they're saying, hey, guess what? Next stage of inflation is coming. And, of course, these are economics professors who just sit there at their chalkboard and come up with stuff. Ross McKittrick is who I'm talking about. University of Guelph in Ontario, Canada. He's talking all about the next wave based on consumer prices rising 8.6% year over year in May, with the prices of some necessities such as gas, housing, and food and rising particularly sharply. I think those figures have been fudged. I think they don't want you to know what the real figures are, because if you knew that, you would do what happened during COVID. Remember during COVID, all of a sudden the price of gas dropped dramatically? Why is that? Because the demand shrunk. And why was that? Because people were told to stay home. And what happened then? They didn't go to work. And what happened then? They started drawing unemployment or getting furloughed. And what happened then? They didn't buy gas. And that drove the price down. See, it's economic sensibility. What happens, and I learned this in economics, when you don't have people buying a lot of stuff, then all this used supply sits there. The stuff that's been manufactured sitting in tanks, all of a sudden it starts breaking down and they got to get rid of it. So the price goes down in order to increase demand. Oh, well, let's see. The price of gas is too high, so people quit buying it, which is now why the mainstream media is talking about staycations. They want everybody to stay home. Yeah, don't go out and spend money on gas. It's just going to get higher. And this little thing about canceling the gas tax, it's a trap. You are going to, what, save $17 over the course of 3 months? That's a joke. If people wanted to conserve, pilots would stop flying. Oh, well, wait a minute. The airlines bought all this jet fuel. They got contracts in advance to cover their butts so they could continue to operate. But see, what happened if people stopped flying? Well, we know that's not going to happen because there are too many people out there that like flying and like visiting family and like being going on business and traveling. And now that we don't have to wear a mask on an air flight, you know, it's really funny. You got to be vaccinated, yet they shove all these people and sandwich them in seats in an airline, three to a side, and they think that that's okay. Oh, it's a super spreader event. You see, the CDC and everybody else that's been running this whole shift show, they can't make up their mind what works and what doesn't, what people are going to believe and what they won't believe. So what that has caused in the end run is for all of us to start doubting the government. And you stop trusting the government because what the government said turned out to be wrong. It's like the boy who cried wolf. After crying wolf so many times, can you really trust the government? You can't trust your congressperson because look what they're doing. 18 Republicans turned rhino, grew a big horn, and decided to shove it up the Democrats' keisters. They're supporting gun control. And in the meantime, you know, they tell us, well, the economy's not going to get that bad. But JP Morgan Chase says because of these multiple negative economic indicators surfacing in the next 60 days, they're going to start laying off thousands of positions in the mortgage lending sector. And why is that? I can tell you why. Based on the economy and the fact that I'm a real estate investor and I know what's going on here, I also build homes, so I know what's going on here. They're going to lay off hundreds, if not thousands, of employees in the home lending business because the Fed's going to raise interest rates to the point where people say, nope, we'll stay home and remodel. We're not going to buy any new homes. End of that. End of that story. And, of course, it looks like, maybe, CEO billionaire Elon Musk's purchase of Twitter could finally be down the home stretch. According to a regulatory filing with the SEC, his acquisition of the social media platform has been unanimously approved by the board, recommending stockholders you vote for the adoption of the merger agreement, $44 billion takeover approval. If the purchase was finalized today, investors would get a premium of more than $15 a share at their current price share. So that's what's happening there. Now, of course, under our science and technology category, for those of you subscribing to our email blast, you will get to read all of this at your leisure. The GMO industry, which is funded, propped up, and defended by the tech and chemical industries, is now seeking to replace beef, poultry, dairy, and fish with synthetic biology and cultured meat. Precision fermentation, cellular-based, and gene-edited foods. Mmm, yum, yum. Sounds like fun. Animal cells grown in a petri dish. All part of the Great Reset. Come on, folks. This is another reason why you got to put your foot down. Do you want to eat that crap really seriously? Fake meat. You remember that stuff in the little can called potted meat? Blech. You really want to eat that stuff now that they're going to change it into GMO? Well, don't worry, folks. It won't spoil because it's been grown in a petri dish and it's got so many preservatives and garbage in it. That's all synthetic. It'll last for years. In fact, it'll outlast all those 25-year shelf life foods you bought. By the way, the EAT Forum is co-founded by the Wellcome Trust. That's Wellcome as in W-E-L-L-C-O-M-E. Yeah, these are the folks that are behind the Great Reset. And how would it be if you had virtual children to help combat overpopulation? Artificial intelligence expert Catriona Campbell predicts virtual kids will be commonplace within the next 50 years, which can help combat overpopulation. Well, they don't need to do that. All they got to do is give our 19.7 million kids here in America the jab. Load them up with a little antifreeze and snake venom, and they won't be able to reproduce because it'll go right to their sex organs and make them all infertile. And then, of course, many of them will die, and their parents will go, well, we thought we were doing the right thing. We trusted the government. Really? You people really truly are part of the gene pool that we need to get rid of. They want to replace meat consumption by 90% and replace it with fake lab-created meats and bugs, like they're telling the Africans to do. Just go eat bugs. Don't eat beef. Get rid of those smelly cows. The FDA has ordered Juul to stop selling e-cigarettes. Sounds like fun. You know, hey, the kids are vaping, so why not? One of the reasons they don't want nicotine in your system, Brian Artis covered that. And, of course, Tucker Carlson covered it on his show. Well, it wasn't Tucker, it was Jesse that covered it on his show last night, why Biden administration is trying to get rid of nicotine. I think we know why. Given what Brian Artis told us on the show, nicotine keeps the COVID spike proteins from binding to your brain receptors. It keeps you from having brain fog. This is why smokers, according to Dr. Artis, weren't getting COVID. Because the nicotine in their system was preventing the spike proteins from binding to their brain cells. And now they're going to attack nicotine. Because if they can get rid of the nicotine out of their system, that means the spike proteins can bind. Yeah. So I was talking about nicotine gum. So those of you trying to quit smoking, maybe that's one of the reasons why you're still doing good, why you haven't gotten sick. Yeah, they'll get you one way or another. Published science over the past decade has taught us a lot about water fluoridation, by the way, about the real, very significant side effects inflicted on the public. Yeah, weak will. Yeah, that's what they always say. It'll make you weak-willed. Tens of millions of residents currently living in the community water systems with no added fluoride throughout the U.S., Canada, are facing the imminent threat of having their water dosed with hazardous fluoridation chemicals. That's right. CDC's announced a new strategy to help develop a new technology to fluoridate an additional 19 plus million Americans. They'll expand that to Canada, Austria, Australia, likely others. See, they want to make everybody weak-willed so they're easier to control. And of course, drinking this popular beverage slashes dementia risk, according to a new study. Sleeping on your side decreases dementia. All those articles you can find in our email blast, in addition to an article about monkey business, monkeypox, or moneypox. Another way to make money off Big Pharma. Story on there about monkeypox, monkey business, money business. They're all on there. Chevron CEO, by the way, has fired back at Biden, slamming his political rhetoric in a new letter because the Biden administration spent another $5 billion on electric vehicle charging stations with no help on gas prices. ExxonMobil CEO Darren Woods does not see oil prices cooling down over the next few years. Yeah, all those are on your email blast, which you should be getting. And did you know Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine impacts semen? And I'm not talking about the guys serving on boats in the ocean. I'm talking about the semen in your testicles, guys. If you've had the jab, researchers have analyzed 220 samples of semen from three sperm banks in Israel, drawn from men who had two jabs. And guess what happened? Big reduction in the motile count, or the number of sperm. We already knew this was going to happen. And now they want to give it to all your kids so the boys can't reproduce. Yeah, you won't have to worry about anybody getting pregnant and having abortions if nobody can impregnate women in the first place because they're infertile because of the jab. Oh, but they want you to go give this antifreeze and snake venom to your kids. That sounds like fun, doesn't it? What a responsible parent you all woke people have become. The awakened ones know better. New analysis of 845 COVID jab-related leukemia cases has been shedding more light on post-jab cancer uptick warnings. What? You mean they gave us cancer too? Wow. Hey, it's a plethora. We're going to talk about totalitarianism in our next segment after this break at the top of the hour. Thanks for joining us. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. We'll be back after the top of the hour break with more. Visiting with Matthias Desmond. Stay with us.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.